Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, that was interesting. This is the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show, and that was the old intro, and that's not the new intro, but we're here anyway. And we apologize for the technical fun here at the beginning of the show, but you know what, though? Life goes on, and we are all waking up to a Saturday morning, hopefully of starting a great weekend here after our 4th of July. Hopefully everyone can get back to their regular lives after they're getting back from their vacations and their barbecues and their fireworks and everything. And you know what? There's also this thing called getting yourself into a home loan. And TexasLending.com is here to help. We've been here on the show on 105.3 The Fan for the last, 13 years or so. And we want to continue doing this for you to help you make great decisions when it comes time to getting yourself into a home loan. We know it's a sports station and we're sports fans. And I'm here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. Kevin Miller with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. How's it going, Inappropriate Uncle Bubba?
Well, I'm learning a lot of stuff.
How was the 4th of July, man? Did you get to see all the grandkids?
No, they were all out. I got a couple of kids that were at camp all week. And then I have three that are up in Montana for the whole summer.
Well, he needs to support these grandkids.
So, and then I had two in Mexico.
You need to call Uncle Bubba. You need to call TexasHoney.com.
Call me.
Make sure you get in touch with us today. Text us, 214-354-5989. That's your text line. If you want to get a question answered today about your home loan, if you're trying to get that home purchase, that refinance, that home equity loan, make sure you text it, 214-354-5989. So many people are trying to get cash out of their homes right now.
Boy, that's
and
the truth.
And they're all trying to figure out how to get the money out of their home. A lot of you have several hundred thousand dollars of equity, and you have a lot of credit card debt, and that credit card debt payment is going up with the interest rates being high and that debt being high, and you want to refinance that debt into lower rates. And Bubba, we're seeing people, different kind of loan programs. They're getting first lien cash outs. They're getting second lien home equity loans. What kind of things are, what seems to be the predominant loan that people want to get when they're getting cash out?
Right now, it's the second lien. If they've never done a cash out before. But what happens is people have done cash outs before, and so they don't realize that they can't do two home equities.
They can't have two. In Texas, we have a law that you can only have one home equity loan on your house at a time. That's you can't have two. There cannot be two existing home equity loans on one house in Texas. That would be illegal. And so when they passed this law, which was about 26 years ago, this thing was passed, and when they passed it, they said that you can only have one home equity loan at the time. So if in the past, 10 years ago, you got cash out of your home and you're sitting on that loan right now and you like that loan, I want to get more cash. Well, you have to refinance the old cash out loan so that you can't have a cash out loan then get a home equity loan.
Right.
And so we are the experts at cash outs in Texas. We've been doing them since they passed that law in November of 97, and we started doing them and closing them right at the beginning of 1998. And I can tell you that you so many of you want to sit on that 3.5% rate with that first lien and that 2.5% rate. But here's the problem. Some of you got about 4% rate and you say, well, I want to get a second lien, and you can't. If you want to get the cash out, you got to refinance it.
Yep.
However, if you are sitting on a loan and it wasn't a cash out, let's say you bought a home or you refinanced
last
a home.
5 years or so.
Yeah. And then now you want to get cash out. Well, you can get a second lien cash out. And we get you this fixed rate, second lien cash out. You want to get 100 grand and call it 150 grand, depending on how much equity you have, right? And your qualifications with your credit scores and your income documentation, and all the things that come into play.
The nice thing is, too, we can pay off debt with that second lien.
Well, what you do is you refinance the debt. You know, you're taking debt. Let's say you have $50,000 of credit card debt, or $30,000 or $20,000, and a lot of you do. And so, I mean, what's a hamburger cost? $300. And so you got to put that on a credit card.
Soon.
And so you're going to, so I made this commercial. It's like, it's not hamburger and fries. Now it's hamburger or fries. It's like, I'll take one fry. That'd be $3. Okay. So you're out there and you're trying to get cash out. And we want to, when we do it, we don't pay off the debt. We refinance. The debt remains. But the debt is now in the form of a home equity loan. And now it is in the form of a lower rate. Instead of paying 25 or 30% on a credit card, hopefully you're paying 7, 8, 9, 10%, depending on whether you're getting a first lien cash out or a second lien fixed home equity loan. Mm-hmm. Make sure you get in touch with TexasLending.com today. Text us your questions here, by the way, 214-354-5989. That's 214-354-5989. We'll answer your questions right here on the show. Let's get those questions in right away. Okay, Bobby the truck driver.
I know him.
Bobby the truck driver. He's been texting us. Well, we used to do a show at another station. I think he's been texting us for over 20 years. We used to do shows. We've been doing shows since 2001.
Yeah,
these mortgage shows on the weekend, and so it's our 23rd year of doing radio shows. And Bobby the truck driver's been there the entire time. Always staying in touch with us. And make sure, if you want to get in touch with us, it's 214-354-5989. That's your text line. Maybe you don't know what your qualifications are for a first-time home buyer and you want to buy a home. Or maybe you need to sell your home and you want to buy another home. Text us your questions. We'll get them answered here on the show. You know, you don't have to call a loan officer and start the whole loan process. You can just ask some questions here. You text us a question. Again, that number is 214-354-5989. If you want to text a home purchase question, make sure you tell us how much money you're making, how much money you're going to send us on our birthday. Wait a minute, that's not part of it. So, but send us, tell us how much money you're making, what your down payment expectations are going to be, and what your current credit score is. Send us that information, and we'll give you an idea about how much home you might be able to afford. You know, if you have standard debts that are out there, you know, you have a car payment, a couple credit cards, we're going to give you an idea about how much home you should be able to afford with the income documentation that you have. Also, if you want to get a cash out, send us this information by text. Send us your current value of your home. Send us the current balance on your home loan. And so the value of your home, the current balance on your home loan, as well as your credit score, and your current interest rate on your mortgage. Send us that information. We'll answer your question here. That's 214-354-5989. Make sure you always go online. And if you want to get a loan started, it's texaslending.com. And here's the thing. You know, right now, the inventories are rising, Bubba. The inventories of people trying to sell their houses. So
they're realizing.
Well, they're starting. You know, people are putting their homes in the market. They're not moving as fast. So the inventories are starting to go up a little bit. The builders are killing it, because y'all want to go out and buy a new home, but the existing home sales, everyone's sitting on a 2.5%, 3% rate. They don't want to get out of that mortgage and go get into the new mortgage, which is going to be 6.5% to 8% in most cases.
Yeah.
When you're trying to buy yourself a home right now, and it's going to be different for everyone's scenario, but maybe you don't know how to get that thing started. Maybe you don't know what your income documentation needs to be, or you don't know what your credit score needs to be, or maybe you have different credit scores between you and your significant other. Send us your questions. We'll get them answered here on the show. We want to make sure that you're heading in the right direction. So here's a question, Bubba. Uh-huh. It says, I know there's a lot of first-time homebuyer programs and grants. Are there any for second-time homebuyers? You know what? There are no second-time homebuyer programs. But they should. You know what? Someone could own the market. Hey, we're doing second-time homebuyer mortgage. No, the real thing is most loan programs when you're buying a home are available to everybody who wants to buy a home, as long as you fit within the credit score boxes, the income documentation boxes, and such. There are some first-time homebuyer potential programs under the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac programs. Bubba, do you ever help people with these all the time?
Yeah. The other thing you have to realize is if it's been 3 years since you've owned a home, you're a first-time homebuyer again.
So it's a weird thing. You know what? I wish we should start all, we should redo the whole definition of marriages. We should redo the whole marriages. Because in the mortgage world, if you have not been on the title to a home in the last 3 years, you may be considered a first time home buyer again. So it should be like, if you haven't been married in 3 years, you get to call it like, I'm getting married for the first time. I'm a first time marriage person. So here I come.
Do over.
It's getting to do it first time. And here's the other thing is, you know, what's funny is, you know, well, marriages are different, a lot different these days. They've changed so much over the last 50, 60 years. It's just a whole different game now. But there's no second time homebuyer programs. You're going to qualify for the same programs as anyone else who's trying to get in. You're going to have your 3% down options. You're going to have 5% down options to get yourself into homes. Is a 3% down option, that's the first-time homebuyer program, isn't it, Bubba?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The 3% down is the first-time homebuyer.
My community, whatever.
So listen, if you're trying to get a conventional mortgage, let's talk about just some very simple things. You have conventional, you have FHA, you have VA and USDA, you have reverse mortgages. I'm just going to claim six of them. You're going to have your conventional FHA, VA. That's three of them. You're going to have USDA reverse mortgages. That's two more. And then you're going to have the non-QM loans. Non-QM are for people that have income documentation issues, maybe some lower credit scores. They don't fit within the government insured box. You're not going to get VA or FHA insurance. You're not going to get private mortgage insurance on these non-qualified. They're not qualified to get mortgage insurance. So you need to put your 20% down in most cases, or 20% down or more on those. Mm-hmm. And so you have all these different loan programs that are out there. And on the conventional route, let's just say the minimum down for a first-time home buyer is 3% on a conventional loan. Not many of you know that. Most of you think it's 10, 20% down for a first-time home buyer. It's 3% down conventional. For a first time, as long as you fit within the conventional box, you have all the income and the documentation necessary to qualify for a conventional loan. First-time home buyer programs under Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are as little as 3% down. And in some cases, depending on your income, it might be even less than that. And we have to dig deep into that if we want to go into that. But for FHA, the minimum down is 3.5% out of pocket. That's the minimum for FHA, 3.5% out of pocket. If you have VA, it's zero down options for VA, zero down. And for USDA, it's zero down. Now, your non-QMs are going to be probably 20% down or more in most cases. And then your reverse mortgages, you might have to put 30 or 40% down, but then you don't have a mortgage. You don't pay your principal and interest payment every month with for your mortgage for reverse. And so my point is these are all coming with different rates. They all come with different APRs. They all come with different mortgage insurances and all these different things.
Nuances.
You want to know what you qualify for. So get us your questions, and we will get to them today. We have a lot of questions already coming in, so we appreciate it. I can see them all stacking up. Get them in at 214-354-5989. And let's get to this one here, Bubba. We have approximately $100,000 in equity, and our rate's at 3.15. They want to keep that rate, right?
Sure.
They want to keep that rate. And they need a bigger house with a baby on the way. Not many houses have a baby on the way, but we'll try to get you a house with a baby on the way. Okay, they want a bigger house, and they sounds like you're having a baby. Hard to swallow going to the high rates right now. Should we hold off another year or two? Well, in another year or two, the home values might be $50,000 more. And so even with lower rates, you would...
Or even with higher rates.
Yeah, if you wanted to wait for lower rates, the home values would be going up. If your home value is going to go up if rates go down, people are going to be able to afford more home, and so they're going to be offering. The idea is, we've talked about it before, you marry the house, you date the rate.
Yep.
So you're going to buy this house. If you get into a rate right now and you don't like, and they're not as awful as you think. In some cases, we're seeing rates, if you're getting an FHA loan, we're seeing rates in the sixes in right. some cases.
I remember that 18% rate I had on my first house in 82.
And so you have a 6.5, 7.5, somewhere in that ballpark. That vicinity is where you're going to find a lot of your programs when you're trying to buy a home right now, right in that area. It's in that area, and it's not fixed for everybody. Everyone's got a different range of rates you're going to fit into between rates and APRs, and depending on how much you want to put down or whether you need to have help with closing costs and things. But the idea is get into the home, and if rates do drop, you refinance it. So you get into the home now, and if rates drop, you go, oh, great, I'm going to refinance this to 5. Or if they drop to 5 or 5.5%. And you think, oh, that's not enough for me to refinance if it drops 1%. Well, I'm telling you, a lot of these homes are $480,000.
Right.
And if you drop 1% on $480,000, you're reducing your mortgage payment $400 a month. I mean, if you're going to go buy a home right now and you're going to quote you a 7% rate and someone's going to quote you a 6% rate, the interest differential is going to be nearly $400 a month. And so on a $480,000 loan. So, yeah, on these large loan sizes, you don't have to have much of a rate change to really make a refinance worth it. So if you can get into a home now and the rates drop at all, then it might make a lot of sense. And you can get yourself into that. All right, inappropriate Uncle Bubba, it's time to take that break. In the meantime, keep those texts coming. We'll get to them right after this break. Back with it, inappropriate Uncle Bubba and Kevin Miller on the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show after these messages on 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Back in the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show, Kevin Miller here with you, sharing with you how to save yourself some money on your home loan if you're trying to get that refinance purchase home equity loan. Get in touch with us today. We want to answer your questions and get in touch with us during the week at TexasLending.com. Always happy to help all of the Tolo friends here. And keep these questions coming in. At 214-354-5989. That's our text line. And make sure you go when you want to get this loan started. We have loan officers ready to get you going. You know, a lot of you started partying on Wednesday, and it's gone into Thursday, Friday, and now it's the weekend. And you know what? Some of you need some recovery. And so let's just recover by looking into your finances, getting them refinanced, and calling a loan officer at TexasLending.com. So get your information in there, and we will get in touch with you right away. And you can start just by getting your name, phone number online. We'll start texting you and scheduling some time to talk about your home loan. It's a great way to get going. Okay, Bubba, we are back. And this person had texted before the break, and they said, you know, they're the one that said they're having a baby. And you know what? It's funny. I was just talking a while ago. I didn't know anyone that was having babies. I was like, is there any babies anymore? And all of a sudden, everyone I'm talking to is having a baby. And so this person's having a baby, and they want to buy a house. It's not too awful to get yourself into an FHA loan. You know, if you're at 3.15 now and you bought yourself a new home because you need a bigger home, take a look. There's some great FHA potential on the lower rate scale. Potentially 0.5% lower on average than you're going to find on conventional loans, yep. Even more in some cases. So get in touch with us. We'll take a look at it and see what we can do.
You know, might be a good idea to sell and take that equity and pay off any other debt you have and then just have a house payment. That would be an idea too.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, they have $100,000 if they could just get rid of all their debt and then just have it. Yeah, good idea. This person here, my son would like to buy a house in or after college that he can share with his roommates. He is in high school right now and has a paid off car and no debt. What is the best thing he can do to prepare to be able to do that? Well, if he's already preparing to do this, maybe, I don't know if you're preparing for him or your son is just way advanced in getting a car paid off and trying to get himself into a house, because a lot of kids aren't thinking about this stuff yet. And I have to really sit down with my son and talk with him. I'm going to have him apply for a mortgage, like not really apply, but I'm going to give him a mortgage application. This is the stuff you have to fill out to get a mortgage. Uh-huh. I haven't done it yet, but it's time to get him into it. He's going to go to college here in a year and a half. But this person here, so yeah, you know, there's some things that you could do. You can always, there's always a way to help, and not always, but this is something you can use to help. So this is an option not many people think about. There's things called a kiddie condo yep. loan. And a kiddie condo loan is set for these people just like you who have children going to college. And so, Bubba, how does that work?
Well, basically, you're a non-occupied co-borrower.
So you go on the loan with your son.
Right.
You go on the loan with your son. And your son now has a home that he's entitled to. And you can buy it as an FHA loan. It's an FHA loan.
Yep.
And so you can get an FHA loan with you not occupying the home for your child. Your child can live in the home. And then just make sure that they invite you over when they're having margarita parties, because, you know, that's what they're
going to
do.
You can do it unconventional.
That's what they're going to do. Okay, so anyway, you get yourself, and Bubba says you can do it unconventional too.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get yourself into this loan where you now are on this loan with your son. Your son is building equity. But you're kind of in the background making sure that house payment is getting paid. And obviously you want to make sure that you're going to be able to afford all that. But we can take a look at it for you. Make sure you get in touch with TexasLending.com. We'll be happy to help you get pre-approved and then get you over to our friends at TDT Realtors so they can help you find a house. So make sure you text us. Go online and apply with your information. Go on and get your information into TexasLending.com and then get your questions to us here on the show, 214-354-5989. All right, Bubba. This was an extended text. Hopefully they weren't driving. And if they were, hopefully whoever their automated phone attendant is spelled all the words right. I have a question about construction loans and how the building process, timelines, and funding works. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's fun. My wife and I combined incomes around $230K. Credit score, 730. Okay. They have good income. They have good credit. Very little credit card debt. Two vehicle payments. And they're currently in a house worth $450K and they owe $270. So they have some equity here.
Mm-hmm.
We would like to take all the equity after closing costs out and roll it into a new place. So they want to take all this equity and throw it in a new place. We would also like to make any difference to get us 20% equity out of cash. So my dream is to find some small acreage in the outskirts of town. Their questions are these realistic expectations? $300,000, they want to get acreage for $300,000 and build a home of $500,000 to $600,000. So it sounds like it's going to be somewhere around $900K. Would probably want a custom floor, blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah is me, not you. I apologize for that. Are these realistic expectations? Expecting to build and cost? What does that process entail? Do you buy the land first on a separate loan? Okay, so here's what I think you should do. You should definitely call our office at TexasLending.com. Now, there are programs where you do buy the land first. And there's programs where you get the loan pre-approved first and then it buys the land. And Bubba, what do you call that when you get buy the land and then they do the construction loan and it all gets
one-time close.
It gets refinanced into one. So they do construct, it's called a one-time close loan. Yep. What can they expect in a one-time close loan in terms of fees up front trying to get that thing done? Before you buy the land, you get pre-approved for the one-time close where you buy the land, it gets the construction done and it gets refinanced. What kind of upfront do they pay on that typically?
It's been a while since I've done one, Kevin. So I'm trying to think.
Figure about 1% up front.
1% up front.
So if you're, let's say you need a $900,000 loan, you're going to probably put down $9,000 because you're locking in an interest rate through the loan, through the land buying process.
Right.
Through the construction process. Some of them are 1.5%. Okay. Some of them could be 2%. When I say some of them, this is going to come from a lender that has a construction department. Mm-hmm. So the construction department, it's not going to come from Billy's mortgage brokers, okay? Because they're going to get you in touch with a lender that's going to have a construction department. You want to have some options here because everyone has a different construction department. Those that have construction department, that construction department for the lender, for the bank, for the institution that's going to do that, they're going to have a person that's going to go out and make sure that the building construction is being done, and they're going to dole out the money to the contractors as the work is being done. They're going to want to make sure before anything is built, or if anything is bought, that they know what you're buying, what the surveyed lots can look like. They got to see the blueprints. Mm. They got to make sure that they vouch, they go and they vet the contractor to make sure the contractor is legit. They have all the proper licenses and things. And so the construction department's going to have a litany of things that they're going to have lined up to get this loan done for you. The other option is just do it one at a time. You're going to buy some land. Then you're going to find a builder who's going to do a construction loan for you. And then you're going to get a refinance loan when that's done. So you're going to have
I've always liked that option before. Buy the land first and then use the land as equity to get the construction loan. The construction loan and the house are all refinanced at the end.
And so that is the piecemeal part where you buy the land, then get the construction loan, and then we do it's called a construction to permanent refinance, where we refinance the construction loan to a permanent loan. And so those, you're not paying the upfront cost that you do with a one-time close, but the one-time close, you're going to have professionals that are putting the whole plan together for you and making sure that it's being done by the book. And so that's just one way to do it. Is it realistic? Yeah. You know what? what we don't know is what the cost of things are going to be, you know, as this construction is being done. Remember during COVID, all of a sudden everything doubled in price and a lot of those construction projects got stopped. It was a mess.
A lot of times too, you can contact builders and then they've got programs too. That, you know, they qualify you through.
Yep.
Themselves.
Yeah, they find a contractor builder and you say, I'm going to buy this land. And yeah, you buy the land and you say, I want this builder to build the house for me. And then those builders, a lot of these builders have their own lines of credit so they can do the construction job. They need what they have called a takeout letter.
Right.
And they come to us, TexasLending.com, they get a takeout letter. What's the takeout letter? The takeout letter is something of a guarantee in writing from the lender that when the construction is finished, that the lender will take the builder out of the loan. They're going to take them out and throw it into a loan from the lender. So the land and the construction will be refinanced into that one final loan. And so the contractor needs that takeout letter. And so happy to help you get whichever way you want to do it, make sure you contact TexasLending.com. One of our experienced loan officers will get you going in the right direction. Last question before a break. I bought my house in August at 7.25. What rate should I wait for refinance? They're at $263,000, Bubba. So that's their loan. And so the question is, at what point can they refinance and save some money? Let me just put it this way. If you drop your rate from 7.25 to 6.25, whenever that's possible, just 1%, then your payment should drop, your interest payments should drop by over $200 a month. Okay? So that's what you should expect, that if your loan is currently at 263 and at 7.25, if your rate drops by 1% on a $260,000 loan, you probably save $200 a month.
You know, the other thing you have to realize that when you do something like that is try to look at a 25-year loan. That way you're actually reducing the size of the loan and, you know, taking advantage of the better interest rate too.
Take a look at it. Contact TexasLending.com. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to answer more of your questions. Make sure you get your questions in now at 214-354-5989. And we all got to do this rain dance. Hopefully we get some of that rain coming in, by the way. I'm watching on the studio TVs here. Let's do the rain dance. My house didn't get any yesterday. Everyone was getting rain except for us. So we got to do the rain dance. We need some rain. In the meantime, you all dance, and then we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll see if your dancing's any good on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show 105.3 The Fan.
Send us video.
We're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com here with inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Mm.
I'm sure some of you spent some time with your inappropriate Uncle Bubbas on 4th of July. Hopefully, it all stays in the family. All right, Bubba.
Mm.
We got questions. Ready? People are texting in. Make sure you get your question in as well at 214-354-5989. This is an interesting question. I don't know if you've run into this yet. They said they have a solar loan. They got solar put on their house. And they want to sell their house. And they didn't tell me yet whether the solar company put a lien on the property. For example, let's say they're going to put, I don't know how much solar they're going to put on that house. They put all these panels on there, and then they put a lien on the property. And so if someone does construction loan on your property to add some rooms, they're going to put a lien on the property until that thing gets paid off. I don't know if the solar companies are doing that. I haven't taken a look at that. But I would assume they did. I would assume that they put the lien. Yeah. So if, let's say you have a loan. I'm just going to throw out a number. Maybe it's $30,000, $40,000 for, I don't know what solar cost. You haven't done it yet. And so you have this loan on the house, and then when you sign up for it, they put a lien on the property. It would be a second lien. It's not, you know, your
mechanics lien.
A mechanics lien. That's what they call them. They call them mechanics liens. And so they put this lien on the property, and then when you go to sell it, the title company will look at any liens that are on the property. The title company, the title attorney is going to look at it, and they're going to say, this house has a lien from this lender. They have a lien, this home equity loan. They have this lien for the solar loan. And they're going to take a look at that, and they're going to say, all these need to be paid off. And so there has to be enough equity in the home at the time of sale that when the sales price is completed, that the liens get paid off. And if there's not enough equity, you as the seller are going to have to write a check to pay off the amount for whatever the solar is.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's it. And so I'm not quite sure if they put that lien on your property or not. You can text us back, let us know. But yeah, that's the way it's going to have to work. And they are wondering if they could transfer the solar loan to the next person. And that's not going to be the thing. It's going to be on the property most of the
right.
time. So unless it's just on you as a personal loan. All right, next question, Bubba. They owe $425K. It's worth $650. Mm. They're currently sitting at 3%. They say, what are our refinance options to pay about $25,000 in debt? Disabled veteran and married, and both scores at 770. So they're sitting at 3%. The scores are 770. it sounds like they should be able to get a set. So they owe $425 and it's worth $650. So $480, $520, you have about $60,000, somewhere in that ballpark, mm-hmm. of potential equity that can be drawn out of this house.
Correct.
So with this $60,000, what are their options?
Well, our second lien home equity.
So a second lien home equity, what kind of rates have you been seeing?
On something like that, with those kind of scores, at that LTV, you're going to be right around 10% on that. It's a payment of about $499 a month, so, $500 a month.
Yeah. So you say you want $25K to pay off some debts.
50 is our lowest.
And so if you get a $50,000 second lien, okay, let's say you get this $50,000 second loan, you'll have a little bit of extra cash. And then
there's no prepayment.
Let's pay off the current debt. When I say pay it off, transferred into a home equity loan at a lower rate. I'm assuming that your debt that you're paying is on credit cards and it's 25 to 30% somewhere in there. If you can reduce that rate by, 60%, reduce the interest payments by 60%, then you can start applying that money you're saving towards the other loan. You can start applying it towards other things. These are some considerations. And so that's how TexasLending.com can help. Make sure you get in touch with us today. Go online and get your information into TexasLending.com. One of our loan officers will be right in touch with you. And then you can also text us up here your questions. If you have a question, it's 214-354-5989. We're happily answering all your questions today. There are more. And so next one. I am a young homeowner. We're all young, aren't we?
Art.
Yeah. It's all a frame of mind, right? And so a young homeowner purchased in 2020 with a 2.7% fixed rate. Using an FHA loan, my girlfriend and I plan to get married and in the near future purchase another home. I would like to keep my current home. And then my question is, would she be able to qualify for an FHA loan with me on the mortgage, or would she have to buy it by herself? Okay. Wow. You have a house on FHA now. And so what do people need to know?
Well, if you're married, they're going to look at both of your debts. So it's not like, she's buying it on her own. If you're buying FHA, you're buying conventional, then the problem is that the debt from your home still comes into play.
Well, there's other things. And that is, one, typically a person may only be on one FHA loan at a time. There are ways to have two FHA loans at a time. And it'd be a situation, here are the situation, some situations where having two FHA loans at one time will work. One, if you get transferred. Let's say you have a home in Dallas, it's on FHA, you get transferred to Austin. And so you take a step down in life and have to move to Austin. So I'm only kidding. Austin friends, I'm only kidding. So you have to move to Austin, and now that was just a Dallas joke. So we're proud of Dallas. Okay, so you're now moving to Austin and you need another FHA loan. Well, since you're moving and you're not just moving 5 minutes away, for example, let's say you get a new job in Dallas. Well, you can't just say, "Oh, I'm going to get an FHA loan on this street, and now I've got a new job, and I'm going to buy another FHA loan on the next street." The whole point of FHA is this, is to help families get into homes. It's have families get into affordable homes with affordable mortgage insurance, and sometimes they have dings in their credit and things. Sometimes. People with perfect credit get them too, because the rates on FHA are mostly better than they're going to get on conventional loans right now.
Right.
And your mortgage insurance is less in many cases than FHA loans. Okay, so here's another situation. When your family is growing, so you have a home now on FHA and you're getting married. And let's say there's a married family and they have two kids, and all of a sudden they have three kids and they need another room. And so they need to buy another home because they need a bigger home. And an underwriter, a real person, and they have years of experience, they're going to delve into your information and they're going to say, show me the, I want to verify, verify that your family is growing, and you say, I'm going to be buying, I'm getting for this growing family and all these things. And so These are a couple of scenarios where you can get another FHA loan.
The thing is, you realize if you're when you're married is in an FHA loan, you like I said before, they look at the husband's debt too, and they'll see your FHA loan. They have to look at your credit even if you're not applying to be on the loan.
Yeah, so if you get married and if your fiance wants to buy a home before you get married, she would buy the home in her name.
Right.
Once you're married, we're going to use both your debt and her debt.
Even
if she's going to be the only one on the loan, we're still going to look at your debts against her income.
On FHA.
Even if she's the only one on the loan. Let's say she's going to be on the loan by herself. We're going to hold your debts and her debts against her income, even if we're not using your income. And so if you want to use both of your income, there's potential that you could get another FHA loan. We have to look at the whole thing. There's potential here. We got to take a look at it. And here's what it's not used for. It's not used for people to get multiple FHA loans so they can use them as investment property.
Right.
That may end up being the case sometime if you can't sell your existing home and you move to another town and you have two FHA loans, but it's not the point. Okay, so hopefully that helps you make some decisions, and hopefully we can help everyone else, you and your family, get into a home loan. Make sure you text us up here, 214-354-5989. Otherwise, we're lonely. Make sure you text us, and we will be happy to answer your questions. And make sure you go online. I keep saying make sure, but do make sure. You go online to apply at TexasSunny.com. We're going to take a break. We have more text questions coming in, 214-354-5989. The rest of you, we're going to just shutter you over there to the TexasSunny.com website. And we will come back after more of these messages on 105.3 The Fan. We are back on the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. Answering your questions. Happy to do so. So many people driving around. We're up here in the 11th floor looking over downtown Dallas here. All the people driving by. We're waving at you. Hopefully you're having a good start to your weekend, and hopefully you had a great 4th of July. Make sure you get in touch with TexasLending.com this week when you're trying to get that home loan done. Start with us. We will be happy to get you that free pre-approval letter when you're trying to get that home purchase started. We'll get you over to our realtor friends. So make sure you start today and start with TexasLending.com. Also, get that cash out. Get that loan refinanced. We are experts at getting cash out loans and home equity loans done in Texas. We've been doing them for 27 years since they passed it in November of 1997.
Isn't that why you moved here?
Well, I was I was a chemist. I was in the chemical business, traveling around the world to chemical plants, and I had a friend in the mortgage business, and he said, hey, you know, they're going to pass this law in Texas. They're going to start doing home equity loans down there. He said, you should get in the mortgage business. And so we brought our carpet bag, and we got down here. And we came down here. And 1997, I moved down here, and we started doing loans right away. And, you know, the funny thing is home equity loans did not take off right away. There was not a lot of investors and lenders and servicers who knew how to do them in Texas because they were brand new and they had a lot of different laws and regulations. So people didn't know how to do them. We started doing them right away with the different outlets. And then suddenly TexasLending.com, you know, we started our own company. I did. And then we just did a lot of them, and then not everyone does them. And some of the larger corporations don't do them because they've messed them up. They did them wrong. And if you do them wrong in Texas, it can cause servicers a lot of problems. All right. Let's get back to the questions here. And this is one here. I have a home loan at 3%, $400,000 left on debt. $400,000. Married, both scores are 700 plus. House is worth about 600K, and they live on a golf course. We want to redo our backyard. That would be says $50,000 project. What are my loan options for a low management payment without high interest in this economy? I can put down $10,000 down payment. Well, you may not need a down payment. You know, you can get a second lien. So you have a first loan at 3%. Bubba, they have a first loan at 3%. The home's at $600,000. They owe $400,000. You can borrow, when you're trying to get cash out, you're going to be able to borrow up to 80% of that $600,000. 80% of $600,000 is $480,000. That leaves you about $80,000 available on a second loan. If your home does come in at $600,000 in appraisal, if what you owe on it is $400,000, if those things are in fact true, and if you have all the other qualifications in terms of, looks like your credit scores are in line, and looks like I don't know about your income and all, but it you have up to $80,000, because you owe $400,000, and there's up to $480,000 is the maximum that can be owed on the house in loans once you get a cash out loan. That's the way it works in Texas. Once you get a cash out loan on your house, the maximum amount of loans on your property may not exceed 80% of the value of the property. So you currently owe $400,000. You have up to $80,000 in the second lien that you can get to get this work done. So hopefully that backyard project can be done for under $80,000. It says $50,000. You don't need to put a down payment. You have the equity in the house. The equity in your house would be the down payment for that second loan. You see a lot of people, Bubba, getting $80,000 second
loans. Oh, yes.
A lot of $80,000.
I see a lot of 50.
50, 80, 100, 200, yeah. 250.
Yeah.
You know, you're sitting on this nice 3% rate. Who wants to touch that? The people that have to touch it and refinance are the ones that 3% loan was a home equity loan, a cash out loan during COVID. And they got it at 3%. And now they got to refinance it because you can only have one home equity loan at a time on your house in Texas, which is part of that rule that they made. So it looks like they have good income here. They texted me their income. And you don't need to put $10,000 down to get that loan. You would have to get an appraisal done. And what other things would they have to do, Bubba?
Just a normal, W-2s, pay stubs, or if you're self-employed, tax returns, just to document your income.
Here's what you do. You text G. Alexander. Galexander. G. Alexander.
Email.
You email Gary G. Alexander at TexasLending.com. G. Alexander at TexasLending.com. You start that text at TexasLending.com or the email. You get that to Gary. That's inappropriate. Uncle Bubba's stage name is Gary.
I'm working today too. So,
So your stage name is Gary.
Gal.
Uncle Bubba's stage name is Gary.
Okay. Galexander.
So, anyway, make sure you get in touch with Galexander at TexasLending.com. And we'll be happy to help you get going. And make sure you go to TexasLending.com, get your information. And one of our loan officers will be happy to help you with your home purchase. And I'll be happy to help you with your home equity loan. If you're a veteran, love helping our veterans get VA loans. You know, a lot of times you need to be careful. There are companies out there. It's funny. Sometimes I see companies and they tout religion. They use religion as their backing, and then they take advantage of people and their mortgage business. And I see same thing, people who say like, oh, we're here to help veterans, and they're really overcharging them. I see this happen, and it's not for all of them. I see some companies who say, oh, we're here to help veterans. We're a veterans company, and we only do veterans. And they really, veteran loans are very lucrative in the mortgage business. So a lot of those companies take full advantage of the veterans. Go to TexasLending.com. We love taking care of our veterans. It's a simple VA loan for you, and we'll be happy to help you get started today. We got to get out of here, though, Bubba. We got to get going for the weekend.
For the rest of the holiday weekend.
Yes. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Pray for the rain. We'll see y'all next week when we come back right here to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, back in your favorite place, 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.